Hello, hello, and we're back.
We're back in it. Back to reality.
Slightly sun-kissed, well, sunburned.
Yeah.
Bitten by mozzies.
Yeah, except it's not like the south of France, sun-kissed.
No.
Or like, I don't know, just like checking out the Golden Coast. It's Devon, but I love Devon. Devon is beautiful.
Yeah, it was epic. We went surfing there for the first time this year. Surf was up, and we went with our... two girls and some friends.
Friends.
And
our best friends, really. I mean,
it was, yeah.
They're awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
But
now we're back and I'm so... And here's the first struggle.
Struggle?
Completely unscripted. But what I find is that so many people say, well, how long are you going away for?
Hmm.
And they say, well, especially in Germany, I don't know whether you're listening from France or Italy or how it is in your country, but coming from Germany, my experience is when you say to anybody, oh, I'm going away on holiday, they assume automatically it's got to be at least 10 days, if yes. not 14 days.
Yes.
So they always assume, well, it's 2 weeks, isn't it? And when we say, no, it's 3 nights, they go, oh.
That's not a holiday.
But that's not a holiday. Strictly speaking, and I've had that from relatives as well, no, strictly speaking, this is a long weekend. And so what I've come to realize working with you and being self-employed with you forever since, well, you know, day one in the UK. So what, 12, 13 years. And before we did some freelancing as well. So we've always known this as our reality. And we're really good at diving in straight away when we get to the campsite. I don't know. I'm in holiday mode. I flick a switch.
100%.
A phone goes off or like is left in the car or whatever, and I'm present, I'm in the moment.
Yeah.
However, I find myself when I'm, especially when I'm surfing and when I'm like out in the open, I find myself being so inspired, like maximum inspiration, that I find it hard to then come back to the moment because I'm so creative when I'm outside, and when I'm surfing and when I'm just waiting for the next wave to come in.
Yeah.
And you're lying there on your board, or you sat there on your board and like in this gentle ocean movement.
Yeah.
And you've got everything, everyone around you that really matters to you. And it's so beautiful that all I can think about is, how I'm going to use this on LinkedIn?
Really?
How I can mince this into a post? Yeah, I dream about LinkedIn sometimes.
Thank you. Mm. We're completely different in that respect. By the time I've set up the cam, so you've got the tent set up, the inside set up, you've got the barbecue set up, the marquee, everything in place, which is like, we're professionals now. I've got to lean into it. You know, within an hour, I'm completely in holiday mode. But interestingly, like you talk about being on the water, and that's when all the inspiration comes. For me, it's the opposite. When I'm on the water, I am just in the moment. It's like when I box. If I'm in the ring with, say, Q, good-looking Q, as you would say, or with Dan Hugo, who won his recent fight in spectacular fashion, it's like I'm completely and utterly free in that moment because I have to just only focus on that survival and hit and not get hit. And so for me, in those moments, there's like zero inspiration.
Oh.
I didn't know that about you. Yeah.
Yeah, but... You know, everyone's different.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Everyone's different. But that serves you really well. So basically, you're out in the water and you go, oh my God, I've got to use this on LinkedIn.
This is a LinkedIn post. This is a LinkedIn post. Especially because, you know, I don't know if you listening to this or watching this surf or have any water sport experience. But basically, when you're out in the water, there's what we call a lull. And sometimes we have to sit there and wait for a new set of waves to come in. And it's so metaphorical for life. And I keep having these deep discussions with the girls on the water. Like when Lena, our eldest, she said, oh, there's no waves coming. And I said, no. But this is like in real life.
Yeah.
Be patient.
Yeah.
Be aggressively patient, like my man Dodge says.
Yes.
A fantastic guy, Dodge Woodall. I've seen him live. And he's really cool. He says... entrepreneur and big in the southwest here in the UK, done really well for himself, and he says you have to be aggressively patient.
Mm.
So in the sense that trust, but be prepared.
Yes.
And we've had these great discussions on the water before, and I find it so inspirational for life. And you fight against the waves. You walk in with the board, dragging the board, and then you get hit in the face, and you have to take three steps back.
Yeah. Or do what I did and faceplant. Like,
and faceplant.
Lung full of water, and you...
Yeah, and it's like business life, isn't it?
Indeed, yeah, absolutely. Aggressively patient is a great... description of a good characteristic of what it takes. Yeah. It's something that took me a long time to learn.
Have faith, have trust.
Yes.
And be prepared.
Yes.
But then let go.
Yes. Be doing the groundwork while you're waiting. That's the thing as well. A lot of people will just sit, and I get the impression a lot of people will just sit and wait for something to happen. But in coming back to the point about LinkedIn, it's a great, great tool. I mean, we use it all day, every day,
yeah,
for what we do. And a lot of people we work with, and a lot of great, great people in Lingo Tribe, for example, you know, I mean, what a success that's become, or what a community that's become in, yeah, such a tiny space of time. And to be completely honest, because this is unscripted, that wasn't our original intention.
No.
You know, we assumed that it was going to be a place where people would come to us and ask for ideas or ask us for some feedback on something. But what it's actually become is a community with hundreds, if not thousands, of interactions every, yeah, single day. And this is outside of LinkedIn as well. This is its own universe, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's its own ecosystem. But to get back on point about being aggressively patient, I find talking to people that there's this belief that if you just post, well, that's enough. But actually... And this is a lot of the work that we do in the background for other people who hire us accordingly. In the spirit of being aggressively patient, it's about having a strategy in place regarding the kind of people you want to be connected with, the kind of people who are going to come to you as potential customers, and then engaging with them, how to engage with them effectively, and then to build rapport with them over time until the point comes when out of the blue, somebody will go, I've been following you for a year, let's work together. And that's often our experience.
Yeah, I feel like posting, yeah, like you say, it's a post and pray kind of approach. For most,
yes,
people, they go, oh, there we go, that's it now, I've done it, tick, yeah, in the box, my one post a week or whatever, one post a month is out there and I can lean back now.
Yes.
But it's basically like you're just getting into the water.
Literally.
It doesn't mean you can surf.
No.
Like your big toes in the water. Okay, you've posted. Fantastic. But now what's the next step?
Yeah.
So people engage. You reach out to them and say, thank you for engaging. Maybe engage back.
Yes.
Comment, yeah, in a meaningful kind of fashion.
Yes.
And show that on a human level, not on a pitch level, on a human level, you're genuinely taking an interest.
Yes.
And do that over time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just once.
But consistently, several times a day, and have a long list of people who look like the kind of people you want to be connected with so that they might recommend you or might come to you directly for work.
Yeah.
I would argue that creating a post and putting it out there is about 20% of what you should be doing on LinkedIn. And I think... actively, like sending up requests and following people, it's about 5% of what you should be doing. The rest of the time you should be doing, you should have a list of 200-300 people, in, yeah, my opinion,
yeah,
that fit the profile. They really fit the bill in all respects. And that you are monitoring them and keeping an eye on when they're posting. And then you are actually going and reading it, the material they put out there.
Mm.
And then, like you say, engaging and commenting in a meaningful way. Not like great post, exclamation mark.
Thanks for sharing.
Because that's lazy. You know, you have to actually engage with them. And what you'll find is quite quickly that people will start coming back to you and eventually they'll come and ask you for your advice or even ask to work with you.
And FYI, there's no shortcut to greatness.
No.
Neither is there a shortcut to creativity or meaningful, genuine content that comes from your heart.
Yes, yeah, indeed.
So, yeah, we've had people in the past, haven't we? And we touched upon this in one of the other episodes that,
yeah,
write massive comments,
yeah,
and you go, come on.
Yeah.
In an ever-evolving world of...
yeah. Characterized
it's
by
it's not
the,
just semicolon, it's also, and you're like, oh my days.
And the prevailing challenges of the day mean that, it's, and you just go, it's fuck off, ChatGPT.
Just walk away.
Yes, walk away. Yeah. And this is a subject very close to my translator's heart, okay?
Raising our voices.
I'm already getting excited. It's a good job we're in a soundproof room because the people outside were thinking we're having a massive dispute. The reality is, you, as you rightly say, there are no shortcuts to success. So to every single Muppet out there who thinks that formulating generic responses using ChatGPT and then posting them, or sorry, pasting them into a comment section underneath a post, you are a fool. Mm-hmm. You're a Muppet and it will not work, because anybody and who has a pulse will realize that doesn't feel like a human.
You can always feel it, right?
You can always feel it. Always.
I mean, we've all tried ChatGPT for many things. It's fantastic.
It is phenomenal.
But it's not fantastic on a human to human level, where when you're self-employed and you're in a lull and you're waiting for the next client to drop or the next job to come in, there's this temptation to get a little bit, to allow yourself to be a bit desperate, or to throw everything overboard and go, do you know what? Oh, it's not meant for me and whatever. I'm getting back into employment 9 to 5, you know, self-employment isn't, I'm not cut out for this. Well, there's always lulls, and then there'll be waves as so big, you know, you can barely cope, and you will face plant because the projects are too big. But there's always more.
But the key message I take from this and what I want to get out there is self-employment and success in self-employment, whatever your playing field, whatever the seriousness of it, should we say, or, you know, the complexity of the job and whatnot, it's a long-term thing. It is a long-term thing, and there are no shortcuts. And so ChatGPT has its place today, and it will have its place tomorrow, no doubt, okay? But again, we know of several businesses right now, okay, where the head honcho of that business has gone, do you know what? I'm just going to rattle my entire company's strategy.
They fired the marketing department. This is a true story.
Yeah, oh, please share. This is a good story.
Fired the marketing department because they had this ingenious idea that they can do it all themselves now using ChatGPT. And we're digressing a bit, but the message being, have patience, be consistent, and also, first of all, have that initial commitment that it is a long-term thing.
Yes.
LinkedIn is a phenomenal tool, but it's just a tool.
Yeah.
Go out in the real world as well. Build a community, which is what we're doing at the moment.
Yes.
Be matter in the analog world.
Yes. Oh, crazy.
And let that seep back into the digital world. Yes. But first and foremost, just have that patience and know you're in it for the long haul. Yes. It's not a quick fix. LinkedIn isn't a quick fix.
No.
I've had many clients over the years, and we've been doing this for a few years. You ghostwrite.
Yes.
I coach in terms of storytelling and content marketing and help people get seen on LinkedIn. So we've got an aggregate of years of experience on LinkedIn.
Yeah, sure.
And more often than not, they go, so when can I expect my first leads to come in? Or when can I expect my first paid project?
Yes.
The thing is, I don't know. In my case, it was 2 weeks. Two weeks, somebody knocked on my door and said, I love your style.
Yeah.
You're so cheeky. Can you please do the same for us? And it was a dental service, a dental company. But that's obviously not. That's my experience, and it's a very subjective sort of lens, but it depends and it takes time, right?
Agreed. And I would add to that, in the current climate, let's be honest, we see businesses around us failing all the time, okay? It's very close to home, in fact, actually. One business in particular last week where ostensibly from the outside they were doing really well. They've collapsed, they've disappeared. And you go, oh, okay. Had a feeling you weren't doing as well as you wanted everybody to think, but didn't realize it was that bad. I think this urgency around the question of when can I expect my first paid project, or when am I going to get my first leads, I think that's born of the current climate, because I think there are a lot of desperate businesses and desperate people out there at the moment. That's the impression I get. To finish this, to wrap this up beautifully, because again, totally unscripted, but there's been some real gold dust in there. I mean, in terms of consistency and being consistent on LinkedIn, what would be your top three tips to playing the long game and generating success over the long term? What are the three things you would do on LinkedIn every day or every week?
I would, first of all, have clarity in terms of who I'm pitching and writing to. Mm-hmm. So who would be my dream Monday morning call? Like, yeah, if I could paint the picture, mm-hmm, like, and this understanding of my dream audience can evolve, mm-hmm, can change, because you onboard some clients, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't work out. And so you have that perfect mold eventually, yeah, or the perfect understanding of your dream client. So make sure you adjust that from time to time, or you revisit it, mm-hmm, like, even if it doesn't need changing, but just make sure you're crystal clear on who it is you're writing for, that one person. And so that's something I regularly revisit,
yeah,
and sharpen. Mm-hmm. What is the solution to that problem, mm-hmm, of my dream audience? Mm-hmm. And again, that can change.
Yeah.
We've changed. We've gone from monthly retainers, which we are still doing, but we've also pivoted to short workshops.
Sprints, yeah.
Sprints, to long-term community building. So
yeah,
your services, your offer can change over time, but that's something I would desperately urge you to do. Like, zero in on what it is you actually can help with.
Yes.
So that solution to that particular problem,
audience,
and make
problem
sure it's an audience solution to the problem.
Yeah.
And then again, be so you, mm, that it feels comfortable for you long term, yes, out there. So you're not wasting energy on crafting that second persona, because that will sap your energy.
Yeah.
It's so tiring. We've all done that. We've all worked in environments where we feel like we need to be that person, and mm-hmm, we sort of second guess what they might be, yeah, expecting of us, and then we completely lose ourselves.
Yeah.
So you have to give yourself the permission to really own your story and step into your story, which leads me to the next podcast episode with,
ooh,
you,
okay,
because we are going to share with you our first live insights of Lingo Tribe and,
yes,
what we've, our takeaways from the About Me text.
Brilliant.
Which,
yes,
is something that everyone seems to struggle with.
It's true.
So we're going to have a dedicated episode,
right,
next week for you out there.
Can't wait.
I can't wait. Shall we?
Yeah, go on, let's hop off. All right, mega.
Mate.
All right.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Good stuff.
Mwah. Loads of love.
See you next week.
In the UK. See you next week. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.